Thank you, everyone. So thank you very much for getting up so early, come here on the weekend. It's really hot outside. Okay, so it's absolutely my honor to be here today to discuss leadership in the open source community. I'm Sunny from Beijing, China. I surprisingly see a lot of friends here. It was so happy. Given a bunch of technical session here, you may be wondering why a leadership relevant topic is focused on the open source community. That's actually the central question from my presentation today, and I will cover this question through two models. Before we dive into the call question, I would like to shortly introduce myself. I'm Sunny from Beijing, and I joined SUSE in 2008, and I have been taking team lead role for more than 10 years. Upon joining SUSE, I deeply involved in the open source community because it offered me a fresh and significant view on this ecosystem, and particularly being as a member of Open SUSE Asia Committee is a unique experience for me. Last year, I started my EMBA classes study. This is a very special experience for me because it's helped me understand the business principle through both practice and theories. I really enjoyed studying here because there include a lot of business relevant class, for example, strategy, finance, marketing, and leadership. During a leadership class, I reflect my experience with open source community, and I realized that we use the leadership principle in Open SUSE Asia Summit even before we knew the management theory. So this observation really inspired me to share my observation with you. That's the reason why I'm here for today. Now I would like to introduce Open SUSE Asia Summit because this content is very important. It's directly relevant to how to understand the leadership in open source community. This photo was taken in 2011 Open SUSE conference. It had been a long time ago. That's my first time to join the open source event. Give me the opportunity to talk to global contributors. I was so proud of being a part of them. In 2020, two of my colleagues and I were sponsored by both GNOME and SUSE to join Guadec in Spain. During the closing session, there is a retrospective video show on the stage, and my photo was featured there. I was really surprised because I'm certainly not the most remarkable individual in the auditorium. However, my feature was there. So I draw a conclusion because there are a few people from Asia, and I was the only Asian female present. So at that time, I think I should promote open source upon my return. We know Guadec stands for GNOME User and Developer European Conference. So that is to say, European participation is definitely the majority. However, I think Asian people should be more active. If the people feel comfortable to present on the Asian stage, they will probably gain the confidence to present in a larger and international stage. Before 2014, the community only had yearly Open SUSE conference and in Europe and Open SUSE summit in North America, but we don't have dedicated summit for Asia. So I think it made profound sense to establish Open SUSE Asia Summit so that we offer the platform for Asian contributors to connect. By talking to some community members, we finally submit official proposal to the Open SUSE board to host the Open SUSE Asia Summit. Our proposal received actively and enthusiastic support from both the board and the community. The first Open SUSE Asia Summit took place in Beijing in 2014. And this is the photo from the first Open SUSE Asia Summit. I would like you to remark this guy, Max. I will return to his role later. Since 2014, we have yearly Open SUSE Asia Summit, either online or offline. So every year we have the Open SUSE Asia Summit, which the Open SUSE Asia Summit traveled various of countries. You see they happened in different places. And here is the data from each summit. You may be wondering if we have different Open SUSE Asia Summit in different locations. This requires a bunch of cross-border resource coordination. And how did we keep this Asia Summit run smoothly? The foundation is the Open SUSE Committee. So in this photo, few members of the committee are shown here, but a few are absent. In this committee, I am the only SUSE employee, and the committee comprised with people from different countries. I would like to use Open SUSE Asia Summit as an example to review the pillars of community leadership. That's why I shortly introduced Open SUSE Asia Summit before. And we will cover the first model. This is a full country of skill and willingness metrics. Typically, the open source community member in the two right side of this country. That is to say, the community member has highly passion and enthusiastic to contribute to the open source community, regardless of whether their technical skill is high or not. We will review these metrics together. The first quadrant stands for high skill and high willingness. I think the local organizer represents this part because the local organizer uses their spare time to contribute to the community. And the committee members support each host, but we have one rule, local is king. That means the local organizer have freedom and flexibility to design Open SUSE Asia Summit to reflect their country culture. In the meanwhile, we have transparent and structured process to select the host. Before each life cycle, we call for host. Each candidate should submit their proposal for review. We have very strict process to take a vote for the host. After we decided and it is selected, the host has autonomy over call for proposal, call for volunteers, and call for logo design. We also have the sync meeting to align status regularly. And after submit, each host is required to deliver the summary report. From the first Open SUSE Asia Summit, we initiate activities called logo design competition. You see the logo here is each year summit. And this logo design competition is to the public. Anyone inside or outside the community can submit their logo design proposal. Then the Open SUSE committee member will vote for their favorite one. And the winning logo is integrated in all promotion staff of that year's summit. So you see here is the winning logo for each year. If we narrowly define skill in the open source community as the pure technical skill, the logo design competition is definitely construct this stereotype. And we want to demonstrate everyone's unique skill set is valued in the open source community. If you can always find a meaningful way to contribute to open source community if you has desire to do so. So every year, the winning logo is integrated into all promotional staff, and the winner will receive a special reward box which include a gift with their logo design. I particularly prepare additional boxes for the call local organizer, delivering timely positive feedback and sincere appreciation is very important to maintaining the community morale. For those who didn't join the open source community, I think they are either lack of the awareness of what the open source looks like, or they didn't find a spark to engage. So I think we should promote open source to those around us. It is for sure not everyone would become an active contributor in the open source community, but I believe it makes sense to spread and promote open source because everyone takes benefit from understanding open source philosophy. OpenSUSE Conference and OpenSUSE Asia Summit is an excellent vehicle for this advocacy. That's actually the second reason to bring me here today. To summarize, if we ramp up the three pillars of leadership of community, they are empowerment, diversity, and promotion. We have reached out a few factors of the leadership in open source community, but we didn't address the central question. Why a topic focused on leadership is relevant to open source community? This is kind of a technical community. And we will cover this by playing a video. Thank you.
Okay, did you enjoy the video?
So this guy, dancing at the very beginning, actually played a traditional leader role in this gathering, right? And well, the leadership manifests all areas across our work and life. So let me try to answer the central question. Open source, leadership in the open source community does matter because everyone could be a leader here. Indeed, in our life. This video actually perfectly demonstrates diffusion of innovator. The whole video is 3 minutes and 5 seconds. The first follower show on 18 seconds, and the second one joined from 54 seconds. Then the third and the fourth followers show on 1 minute and 12 seconds. It's actually cost half of duration to attract critical mass. If we review the whole process of adoption life cycle, who played the most critical roles? What do you think?
The second guy?
The second guy? That's correct. Yeah. He is the early followers. So this guy is very important. Although the innovator initiated the spark, however, the early followers make the whole thing smooth, right? So this concludes our first strategy to leading the future community is identify and empower the early followers. Do you still remember Max I showed earlier? He is actually played a very critical role in the Open SUSE Asia Summit because when I kick off the first Open SUSE Asia Summit, I couldn't imagine how the Open SUSE Asia Summit will be evolved into today. At that time, I even don't know if we will have the second Open SUSE Asia Summit. I reached out to Max and asked a possibility of hosting the second Asia Summit. He stepped up enthusiastically, collaborating with SUSE Taipei team to host the second Open SUSE Asia Summit. This is very important because they trigger the third wave of followers and make the whole thing's movement. About 90% of our summit take place in university. There are two reasons. On the one hand, the student has passion to learn the new stuff, and they are embracing the open source culture. And on the other hand, they are eager to contribute their energy as a volunteer. This collaborative model works all the well across all our summit. So our second rule of leading the future community is young people shape the future. Edward Hall's psychology research outlines 4 distinct zones of interpersonal space based on sensory shift. They are intimate distance, personal distance, social distance, and public distance. From less than 18 inches to more than 12 feet. So if we try to use this proximic principle to describe people's distance over the internet, what do you think the network distance? I think this question for quite a long time. In the end, I draw my conclusion. So I think people, it depends on our visual acuity and hearing, because people on the other side of the network, for me, is on the distance where I can hear them clearly, but I just could not see them clearly. With the technical advancement, it is true that we can do almost any task without leaving our houses. However, we have to question ourselves. Is the digital acceleration really bring us closer together, or is it distinct distinguishing us further. To close the gap, one day true is the treasured activities of OpenSUSE Asia Summit. After each technical session, in the very end of the summit, local host will organize the one day tour for contributors, speakers, and volunteers. It provides a very important chance for us to connect each other and build up relationship, which transcend the technical discourse. So the final strategy for leading the future is prioritize meeting in person. So far, we have answered the central question with two models. And in the end, I would take the opportunity to thank this organization and individuals, because without their support, we couldn't make OpenSUSE Asia Summit happen. Firstly, I would thank every member of OpenSUSE Asia community. They offered a chance to move from concept to reality for the summit. And then I would thank OpenSUSE board and OpenSUSE community for their constant support. And I also thank the local corporator sponsors, and particularly thank Collie for his individual sponsorship year after year. But I want to thank a very special person for me. I didn't put his name here. Without his support, I couldn't join my EMBA study, and without him, I couldn't stand on this stage to do my presentation. So this person is my manager, who is sitting in the auditorium, Raf. Thank you very much. This year, the OpenSUSE Asia Summit will take place from October 3rd to 4th in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. I remember correctly, the call for proposal will be on the end of this month. So I highly encourage you to send your proposal. Looking forward to meeting you in the OpenSUSE Asia Summit 2026. I invite you to join the open source. And always remember, everyone is a leader here. Thank you very much. Any questions? I can't see.
Thank you very much, Sunny. I think it was an amazing talk. Not a question, but like I think ask for everyone. Sometimes people are worried, hey, you know, it costs some money to get there, right? But I feel in SUSE, generally the policy is, if you submit a talk, if it gets accepted, the manager should really try to support you on traveling. Mm-hmm. So an open ask to everybody, do not be afraid to try it. What's the worst that can happen? Worst case, you will not come. Maybe there is another way. Maybe TSP will help you. Just submit a talk and we will see. Thank you.
Thank you. I see this guy raise her hand.
The worst case in the community, what can happen is no budget is available for travel support. That's the case for the OpenSUSE community in comparison to SUSE.
So, super interesting the way you brought in the concept of proxemics. I wondered if you apply that across not just the proxemics, but other aspects of your business education into the understanding of the data that you're reviewing from the summit participation?
Sorry, I didn't get your question. I'm still on the way of learning English.
I totally understand.
Sorry.
But you used some techniques that I think are very interesting. You used the oval diagram for social distance.
Oh, okay.
And that diagram for social distance, then you reapplied to the concepts of the internet and our communications across the internet. Mm-hmm. Are there other models that you're using that you think are interesting for defining the ways that we engage in the summits in the same way? So it just seemed like that was a good one. It went on a slide. I felt like you had more.
Okay, thank you. This is actually not a question. You just give me feedback, right? Yeah, okay.
So following up on this, so when you look at distance, Sunny and me know each other well. She was reporting once to me. We talked about culture. How important is culture as well as I know, yes, Asian culture is different from Europe. Then we have the open source culture, it's on a different level. Mm. And within Asia, I think for us it looks similar, but also there are a lot of cultural differences. How does this culture, say, Asia versus Europe, America play into creating Open Asia Summit? And as well, how much does you or the Open SUSE Asia benefit from the different Asian cultures? And I think this goes also in this direction of the proximity model, that we might learn something here in Europe and in Americas from what you do in Asia.
Mm, okay. I tried to answer your question, but I couldn't give you exactly answer just from my point of view. And I think, let me answer your question with my question to the auditorium. So if someone said, for example, Harold, you are awesome, what would you answer back?
Thank you.
But some Asian culture could be say, no, I'm not. It is kind of a humble way. But, well, I mean, in the open source community, just because of diversity, we see the same thing in different angles that make the open source community more diversity. Did I answer your question? Okay, please.
Hello, Sunny. It was a great presentation. I really loved it.
Thank you.
I had the chance to attend one of the Asia summits in 2019, uh-huh. Indonesia, Bali. It was a great time, great moment, great people. There's an observation I made, and I wanted to have your opinion on that. You can have a great conference, a lot of people coming, but sometimes it happens that no matter how much passionate people are, no matter how much technical knowledge they have, sometimes there is a language barrier that becomes a deterrent for them to become more upstream contributors. So because of that deterrent, they tend to remain within their local community and they do great things. But that greatness is not exported elsewhere outside of that community, not to Europe. How do you think would be the best way to address that?
So you mean how do we encourage people who with not high technical skill to join the open source community?
In two different ways. Let's say I will speak specifically for the Indonesian community because I've met them and I've met some very great people there. Like they are good at what they do. But when I ask them the questions about why don't you contribute more things upstream, contribute to the project, join the OpenSUSE Heroes, try to contribute to one of the code bases. What I understood from them was that they are kind of hesitant because of language. Mm. Sometimes they can explain to you something very, very, very well in the local language, but if they have to explain the same thing in English, it becomes difficult for them. Or perhaps they can explain to you in English, but then the accent matters because I could be speaking English from Africa, you could be speaking English from a more Asian accent, and we both have problems understanding that English. So Now, we do not have just language barriers, we have accent barriers. So, in your opinion, what would be the best way to address this so that whether it is Latin America, whether it is Asia or Africa, where people do speak some English, but not that great English, different kind of accents, we make them welcoming into the community, we give them that push. Don't be scared about your accent, don't be scared about your not so great English, just contribute. What do you think should be done and can be done?
So your question is about how to close the language gap.
Yes, okay. In short.
Thank you. So my answer is kind of, I share my experience of learning English with you. You couldn't imagine my English was very poor before I joined SUSE. And I even forgot the English word code when a foreigner consulted me where the place she can buy the code. But after I joined SUSE, attended a lot of conference and talked to the people who speak English, I improved my English very much, I would say. That's why the Open SUSE Asia Summit happened. On the one-way side, we invited the speaker from Europe, US, and other location. On the other side, we encourage people from Asia to join the conference in Europe and other countries. This is kind of a wrong way to learn from each other. That's why I promote Open SUSE Asia Summit here and encourage everyone to send a proposal. In the meanwhile, I highly recommend the community think about a loan some TSP budget for the people who from other locations to join such event. Did I answer your question? Thank you. Anything else? If no, we will probably close the call before the temperature reach 40 centigrade. Thank you very much.